The U.S. Supreme Court blocks Oklahoma's public Catholic school. A federal investigation into the Oklahoma City Police Department is shut down. And new rules in Oklahoma City for small backyard dwellings. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, May 22nd. I'm Deborah Schar. The U.S. Supreme Court has affirmed that Oklahoma's contract for what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious school is unconstitutional. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports.
The High Court was tied 4-4, which means the Oklahoma Supreme Court's original decision stands. The state's justices found the contract with the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Charter School was unconstitutional. Justice Amy Coney Barrett recused herself from the case. The decision may come as a surprise to analysts who thought Chief Justice John Roberts would agree with the court's conservative majority and make the decision 5-3. While the split decision points to the likelihood that Roberts sided with the liberal minority, the voting makeup has not been made public. Governor Kevin Stitt released a statement Thursday morning calling the tie a, quote, non-decision, and saying that there will be another case, next time with Coney Barrett voting. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Oklahoma lawmakers in the Joint State-Tribal Relations Committee have approved a $100,000 injection into the State District Attorney's Council. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us it's to help two local DAs fight an ongoing legal battle with state, tribal, criminal jurisdiction at stake.
District attorneys Matthew Ballard and Carol Iske were sued by the DOJ in December for prosecuting state criminal cases involving defendants who are citizens of indigenous nations. The pair's judicial districts encompass five counties in the eastern part of the state, all of which are within the Muscogee and Cherokee nations. Ballard says Oklahoma's criminal jurisdiction is at stake, and without more money for their legal defense, the local prosecutors are sure to lose the case.
This wasn't a fight that we went looking for, but it's one that we believe in, and it's one that we know is not going away quickly.
Losing, Ballard says, would mean child porn producers, rapists, and drug traffickers serving shorter sentences before being released. Tribes have argued state prosecutors are stepping on their sovereignty. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The Joint Committee approved the money with a 7-2 vote along party lines. The Trump administration announced it will end Department of Justice investigations into six law enforcement agencies, including the Oklahoma City Police Department. Grayson Wheeler has details.
Earlier this year, initial findings showed the department violated federal laws and how it treats people with behavioral health disabilities. Now, the Trump administration is rescinding those findings and shuttering the investigation. The Oklahoma City chapter of Black Lives Matter called for more police accountability after the deaths of multiple Black OKC residents in police custody and an aggressive police response to protests in 2020. Executive Director T. Sharia Moore Dickerson says progress has been slow, but the investigation has yielded some results.
It seems like they really are trying to work on establishing community trust. They know that it is very fractured, is going to take time.
An Oklahoma City Police Department spokesperson says the department was working to improve its practices before the DOJ released its findings and will continue to do so. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Oklahoma City Council made building accessory dwelling units easier. Thomas Pablo reports the council approved a new ordinance this week.
Accessory dwelling units are smaller houses built on existing properties. The city code originally required special approval. Now, ADUs are allowed with some regulations. They require building permits, which cost around $2,400. They can't be more than 950 square feet, are limited to one parcel of land, and can't be taller than a main house. During the council's Tuesday meeting, most residents spoke in favor of ADUs. Multiple speakers were also OKC realtors, such as Gary Jones.
ADUs are not the silver bullet, but they create an arsenal to add to the strategies that this city can utilize in order to address housing challenges across our community.
The council approved the new ordinance unanimously. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. And while you're there, we invite you to subscribe to the all-new Radioactive newsletter. I'm Deborah Schar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.